Congratulations. Good to know a real lottery winner who doesn't let it go to their head. I think this kind of naturally leads into your first song because, you know, I think it's the earliest song in this collection. All the songs that we're sharing here today are by you. What was the inspiration behind The Ballad of Willie Doyle, and about when did you write it? What did it mean to you?
Well, The Ballad of Willie Doyle was written from the point of view of the friend of the protagonist, Willie Doyle, and the friend is nameless in the song. When I wrote the song, I was about 23 years of age. I had just graduated a year earlier from St. John's. I didn't understand the significance of the song until many years later, and when you listen to the song, you find that at the end, Willie dies. And I think years after I had written that song, it came to me that that song was about me. That song was about a part of me that died when I left St. Louis to go to St. John's. So when I think about that song and how it came to me and what it meant, it took me years of, you know, I guess, maturation to really understand the meaning of it. But that's essentially when I came to understand that's about me and the transformation that I had to make in leaving my hometown and going off to another place for education.
I've heard it said, Chester, that which doesn't kill you usually makes you stronger when you go through these kind of proofs. Did this experience of going off to St. John's to go to this almost lily white, I'm imagining, atmosphere, was that pretty tough on you? In which ways did it stretch you or change you?
That's an interesting question. I think that being 18, I went to St. John's in the summer of 68, about 2 weeks after Martin Luther King had been assassinated. I found myself on a Greyhound going up there because they had a program where you could earn your tuition monies early if you went to work at the college. So I worked in the strawberry fields. I worked on the grounds crew. I laid sod. I did a number of different things. But the thing that I found interesting being away from home and being at St. John's is just discovering the humanity of people from different parts of the world. I made friends with people who were from inner city St. Louis in my neighborhood. There were a big group of us that attended St. John's at that time. It had to be at least maybe a dozen guys that came out of Vachon High School and other high schools in St. Louis that went to St. John's because of a program there called Sophia Incorporated that helped to send inner city young men off to college. And I was the first one to attend, and I went to St. John's. I also made friends with people from Hong Kong, people from the Bahamas, people from Kenya and Uganda. So it was just an eye-opener for me in terms of, wow, you know, we are all in some ways related. I'll never forget talking to Chinese students and hearing them talk about living in a single-parent family and some of the poverty that they experienced. And I thought, oh, my God, I never knew this happened in any other place in the world. I thought it was just something that was just germane to my existence in St. Louis. And it was very much an eye-opener for me.
Let's listen to the song. It's called The Ballad of Willie Doyle, and it is by Chester McCoy.
Me and Willie leaving St. Louis, riding on a midnight Greyhound bus. By tomorrow rolling into Minneapolis. Some people say, yeah, Willie Doyle, he's a gambler. Others say, we know him, he's a thief.